So, Bala, first proposal to stay here. I mean, since your mother didn't get on with her mother, she must not have been too happy about that, that they were going to be kept in here.
No, but there was no occasion for the two old women to be kept together. Nothing of that sort at all.
No, the mother stayed here with Mara and Bala.
That I don't remember. She may have stayed here.
But now you remember she stayed.
Yes, definitely.
So, you said you were put in their charge.
I had to look after their needs, and no outside element came in and disturbed them. And they had their own restrictions, you see. Baba imposed those restrictions upon them, a chart of a conduct of life. And I was just from a distance. At that time, I did talk to Mera. The restriction was not so much.
Didn't start.
Mm-hmm.
She was almost like your sister-in-law.
Yes, sister-in-law, and we were all young, and but they stayed here, and I sort of had to watch.
Did they? Do you remember when they shifted the Matlock?
You see, I tell you what has become of me so far, Mera's business is concerned. That later on, so much restriction was imposed upon, especially upon, of course, upon all others, and especially upon me, that we are not to see her face, not even to think about her. As many times I said, do not think. I said, not at all. So I kept those thoughts even aloof from me, absolutely. Then everything was forgotten. Because I never even dare repeat those thoughts. Because the instructions of Baba were so strict at that time. Otherwise, I have talked to her almost nearby and then separated, absolutely till Baba, even in that mass darshan, I think Baba had her come before the audience and show her face to all and that. That was the thing, but I was not concerned much with it at all. And later, and after Baba, of course, Baba's passing away, even only in my last 2 years before that I went there.
Yeah.
She called me and sat there on the veranda and talked to her and looked at the face clearly.
Yeah. That's why, you see, she talks about you often, like in those early days, how you used to come and, on the post office and sing, play the harmonica, play the sitar.
Yes.
I mean, she remembers you.
Yes, but because originally we were so much linked up and together all. My dolly, my sister was there.
Yeah.
My sister used to come and many things of the toilet. At that time, my mother provided all the, so much of the necessities. There's some cloth and a toilet and whatever things, immediate necessities. Not food, of course. Food also my mother sent. My mother sent money and so many things and furniture. My dolly used to come and tell me so much, we want 6 tubes of toothpaste and this and that. And she was so much, she didn't have use, she all went and gave. She loved Mera very much.
Yeah, Mera talks about her at the beginning, how she was very much.
She was very, almost, very, even devoted to her very much. And all the things she used to just come and make me spend the money, buy and go on, went and gave it to her. She was very fond of Mera. Baba later on, for his own reason, separated.
What about your mother? Did she?
Oh yes, my mother was fond of all of those very women.
More than the mother.
Yes, more than the mother. It is only when Baba's family's influence came in, my mother was thrown aside, especially by Baba's mother. And this money also, money played quite a must have played a part in it later on. I don't want to say anything.
No. She didn't care for your mother.
No, she did not care, but she was. She was somewhat drawn to her own family, her own mother and brothers. She talked so many things about her mother. I know if I were to say things, it would be very difficult.
Her mother was
a very difficult person. She was so jealous of my mother. She harassed my mother so much, I know. And there was a reason probably. She said, well, I'm a mother. Who the hell are you as a mother? Who the? But my mother never went out of the way. It was Baba who did it. And naturally, being the daughter of that mother, money always sided. And when she came in little just a power inside the women, she started screwing up things, which I could feel outside.
even from their own hmm? Well, Korshit, though, was there.
But she never liked Korshit. Because Korshit, Mera liked Korshit very much, Korshit liked Mera very much. And Baba, Mani on her own accord, of course, didn't want to come and stay there. It was only Baba who drew her for his own reasons, brought together. Otherwise, she would have been married and she would have gone. It is only because she got liquid Rama that she, her mother left her to Baba. She could not have been there at all.
Her mother would have
too, taken her and married her and all that. Mother was a very practical woman. She is also very practical. Half of her body and mind is in her own relatives all the time. But anyway, she is a very nice, good-natured, good-humoured, balanced woman. That I like.
Well, like your mother, you know, even used to comb Baba's hair before marriage.
Who did it? Of course, my mother was the first one.
I mean, may I talk about your mother now, how she used to take care of
her? Baba, my mother suffered such a lot at the hands of her mother. Mera's mother and Baba's mother. Mera's mother not so much, but Baba's mother very much.
Baba's mother didn't come there much.
At Mehrabad, she used to come there and fight and even drive her away from there, you don't know.
She like hated her.
Absolutely hated her. She wouldn't like to see the sight of her.
She was jealous.
Extremely jealous.
Because Baba would love her, tolerate
her. But she liked me very much. She liked me, she
came
out. Rustam was not much in touch with her. No. And Mani was very young at that time. But it is the same blood from the mother coming. And Jal is an example, is this.
Yeah.
Oh.
But did your mother or Korshit, did they sort of come to you and tell you about that Mera was now considered the, at the beginning she wasn't like the...
No. She was the one amongst them all. Later on gradually brought it in. It was Baba who brought it in. Baba used to come to the Mandali and say, I love her the most. It is just, you know, like a pyramid. He raised her position in the eyes of all.
Yeah.
Are you taking it down all this one?
Yeah, but it's not to play for anybody.
No, but about this money and this thing, you should not.
I'll turn it off.
No. You keep it, but that part you cut off, huh?
No, okay.
Which one?
About money's money.
No, it will be dangerous, I tell you.
But about Mera, then? Baba sort of like a pyramid, brought her up to the... Just by talking about her,
giving her position. Among the women also, hinting her position, my lover, the best. It was with her intention that Baba had to pass away early and probably she was to be looked after by all. And that is why these other elements were much brought in.
Well, at the beginning, did you ever see sort of that she would be more careful about Baba's things or anything?
No, but you know, she came of a rich family, first of all, richer than our family, and of a greater position in those days. Government officials, in spite of somebody else doing business, was not important as being a government official under the British rule. He was a forest officer. But what is a forest officer to one man who is in business? But he was a big man, and his position was too great. Today it is not considered great. Under the British government it did. And naturally, richer families, so we all paid attention and respect to the entire family. And our family was supposed to be not of the same status as the family of. But when Mera's father died, naturally, Baba stepped in and Baba arranged all this. Otherwise, this marriage would not have never come about.
Well, did you knew that she really loved Baba sincerely?
Who?
Mera.
Of course she did. Of course, even right from the beginning, she did love Baba very much indeed. But Baba's love superseded everything, you know. Baba's love was so great that he brought her, even her position made it so high in the eyes of others, gradually, slowly, and for his own reasons. And there it is, as it's. And kept her immaculate, not even... be spoiled by the eyesight of somebody. It's a very great thing. And all the women helped towards that.
You remember those times you were telling us about how Baba would come to you and say, I want this thing because Mera wants it?
That, of course, many things Baba wanted to do. And he used to say, in the beginning I could not understand it. And Padri and I and others used to discuss among ourselves. And sometimes we used to really, what is this Mera doing? She doesn't understand. She's inside and ask for anything at any odd time. And she understands the difficulties of acquiring this and that, and she doesn't know. Yeah. And later on we found it was all Baba. Probably Baba made her the scapegoat. Yeah. All the day.
She didn't. I mean, things to purchase, she mean, or things to be done?
Both. Things to be done, things to be purchased. Very peculiar things. When Baba was in seclusion before the new life, there was some sort of a grass that was wanted. And that grass to be obtained was not easy, not available. And to get that grass, even a cartload of it, would have cost 500 to 600 rupees to get it from a long distance and all that. And I was at a loss whether I should spend so much to get it or not. But where am I wanted it? And I do not know where am I wanted it, or Baba wanted it, or somebody else wanted it. Oh, it would go on and on and on and on. Every day it was something. Sometimes I used to lose my temper so far Mera was concerned and actually revile her. I said, what the hell, this lady sitting there not knowing anything of the outside world doing, I don't know. Not me, but all others also. But we do not know. For her life, all clogged up and the part she had to play all along. I mean, all that comfort that Baba gave her and the position that gave her, it was not easy. It was very hard for her. It is all right, one thing we desire and we get it, you see. But something is thrust on your head, becomes a burden than a source of happiness. Seclusion, great seclusion, and very strict discipline. And then later on she got so used to it that she didn't even want to see anybody. Because when Baba wished it so, I let it go to the other extreme. That also I felt that was happening there. Sometimes Baba would want her to be just a little free, but she said, no, I don't want anybody, don't want to see. Naturally, one would get fed up. If she was not allowed even to look at the face of a person, was it easy?
Do you remember that story told about Baba saying about Gavin
Vasa?
Where did that happen?
That happened at Mehrazad. And it was before New Life or after New Life, sometime. Baba went on harping, I love Mehrama the most, I love Mehrama the best. I said, yes, Baba, we know it all. And I would feel, why Baba goes on all the time repeating that Meramai, my love for Meramai is the best and the greatest. Yes, I said, yes, Baba, yes. Sometimes I have to get irritated as to where the necessity of the love was there, where the necessity to express it and demonstrate it all the time. But he's a king of psychologists, he knows what he was doing actually. But then sometimes I became very sad. All the time he loved Mera Baba, so who are we, hirelings here? Who are we all here? I don't know. If she loves Mera, why doesn't she go and live alone with Mera Baba? What the hell has he got to do with us all? So sometimes I felt very bad about it. And what about the other women? Other women were all sweet sweepers in the house of Baba over there, and she was the queen. Something like that. Thoughts naturally came. I never felt ill of her. I always liked her and loved her. But these thoughts went on coming to me. But then, at that time, I think I was thinking in those terms, and Baba said, look here, I am telling you that I love her the most, but don't think that I am going to give her God realization. Oh, it was such an anti-climax to the statements that he made. Statements which reached the sky high and were brought down almost to the dust. He says, am I going to... Oh, I wondered really what does Baba mean really. Then I even started appreciating very much Baba's statements, what he has got something at the back of his mind. It is not only that he loves Mera my most. Let him love Mera, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't love anybody else. Who knows? When he says, do you mean to say that I'm going to give God the realization? All this put together, you see, eventually comes to this, that Mera Maya was a sort of a concert, as you see. Concert, you see?
Yeah.
A companion of Baba, all the avatars had, you see. And she represents the entire illusion, the creation, that's a position. That's what I explained in one of my talks there in the USA recently, when they said that it's only the male form that takes the, becomes the avatar, never a female. What position the female has got? So I said, look here, female's position is too great. The dedication that Baba has given in God Speaks, this entire book is dedicated to illusion that sustains reality. Your position is too high. They are very much satisfied and gratified. And that. So it all eventually amounts to this, that God-realization, no God-realization, has our importance, no importance so far. The companionship of Tarud is concerned, and she represents the entire illusion. What a position.
What about, when you all went to the West in
52? Arre Babre. Every time these women, I always wish that women were not there. It's a source of constant nagging. Constant something or the other. Baba would go to the women and come out and say something. And we could not come out and lay the blame on Baba for anything else, for whatever he did. So, women said this, women said that, and said, what the hell these women are going to do? I do not understand. Do they?
It should be done like this.
So many small things of the household and this and that. And no, I don't know. We have to sit here, we have to talk here, we have to do this, we have to do that, we have to... It was a madhouse sometimes.
You went ahead.
I went ahead, yes. Planning. It was all done by Baba, I tell you. Nobody is to be blamed for anything at all. Even when I say that Baba's mother did something and money did something, it was all the play of Baba, nothing else. Absolutely at the back of it, he was the great master, and we were all pawns in his hands.
Well,
he could do and undo many things.
You know, that accident that happened there, you came back to Oklahoma,
didn't you, from California? Yes. They sent us in advance. It was I, Dr. Donkin, Dr. Nilu, and then Gustaji. I think Lilia was there, no?
Yeah, she was there in Oklahoma. But when you got back to the hospital, you arrived soon after?
No, I came on the third day. I was away 1,000 miles,
yeah.
I had to drive. And then, from this Ohio, this Mermount, we drove about 50-60 miles, and there is an airport nearby. From there, Dr. Duncan, he flew from there. And I had to do the entire driving, all the distance. And in a foreign country, Neil was there. And that shock inside, and that grief inside, and driving outside, and the rain was there. It was raining, so almost half the way it was raining. And that same night, at 3 o'clock, we came to a small, desolate motel somewhere on the roadside. And then I could not drive further. We stopped there overnight. Slept for 1 or 2 hours, got up in the morning, had something to drink or no drink, and again started in the car. It was a station wagon. And nobody could help me in driving or doing anything about the car at all. Dr. Nilkan was a mascot. He would just talk and talk. And he is a man, he could not do anything excepting his own medicine. And Gustaji was dumb. Silence. So he would sometimes create a problem instead of being helped. And who else was that? There is somebody else. Delia was with us, I don't know.
But, so you drove straight through, and when you arrived there, what did you
do? I arrived there. Then Oklahoma and Nice was the place.
Prague.
So I was not allowed to step in straight away. And the instructions came out that you should come in and see Baba, but you should not weep at all, and should not drop a single tear. Arre Bapre. Oh, then
yes, to you or to all the others?
No, all the others. covering. And when I was lying all in that agony, when I could not control myself, of course after I came out I wept so much, but inside I did not. And Mehram, I was just thrown on one side, lying there. Her condition was worse.
Did
Baba,
you see her?
No, we are not allowed to see her. How could I see her?
Baba
talked about her. Gavir was there all the time, from Baba to Gavir. Mehra, Mehra to Baba all the time.
You know, about
her condition? Her condition was hopeless. Doctor had no hopes about her. And when the entire head that was injured, so many fractures, and when the photograph was taken, it was enlarged, every doctor said, we really wonder how this woman could keep alive. She ought to die.
Then every day you go to the hospital?
Who? Yeah. We stayed in the hospital. You see, in the side room, sometimes we stayed half of the night. From time to time, we kept a watch. We did not actually stay there, but we kept a watch. We went out for our food, and most of the time in the hospital, taking turns at night and day and all that.
So the whole day, the government coming in and out about Mehra?
Mm-hmm. She was much concerned. Baba was so much concerned about Mehra.
Did she ever tell him that she may die?
When she talked about Mehra to Baba, we were not there, not allowed to be there. Nothing about Mehra, no topic, no talk, no thought, no sight.
Even like when you left, I mean, you must have had to avoid her so much to see her. She and Baba left in Andhra, but you all left ahead of time?
Yes, I left at the head of time. And I came and actually arrived at Myrtle Beach. Well, Baba stayed there for a number of days.
Yeah.
And then he came in that ambulance, Sarvesh was there. And it was a terrific journey in that warmth, in that heat. And I think his ambulance was Cadillac and Sarvesh was following in that Nash Rambler.
Mm-hmm.
Sarvesh also drove and actually kept pace with that Cadillac.
Back in Myrtle Beach,
it was complicated. Myrtle Beach, yes. So, he didn't come to the center, he came to that house she had in Dipon. And Donkey and I was waiting for him. Kuthe re? Are tule sangitla hota nahi yala bolwala? Bali la?
Yeah.
Par tu mara yon ta sang? Nahi? Yes, I was not there with him. It was later on. First of all, he came there. We were waiting about two, three miles away from the Dupont, waiting for Baba, waiting. Then we waited long, we came home. And then suddenly in the afternoon when we were just resting, Baba came along and Baba lost his temper so much. And he just fell upon me for nothing at all. You do this. I got so fed up, I said, I'll go away from here, Baba. I do not know. How can I enter the exact time when he was arriving there? Dr. Donkin was there. I was there. And all the bloody things he would come onto my head.
You mean he didn't want you to be there when he arrived?
He did want me to be there. And we were not there, so he was upset. But we waited for a long time and then we came home. Donkin was there. Donkin was guiding everything at that time. And because he was so much suffering, he lost temper with me.
Would you go and visit him?
Yes. At night I used to keep watch whole night, I and Nilu, turn by turn.
Then, I mean, even going back on the journey, you had to go ahead of
them. Oh, yes.
I mean, that must happen, just imagine all those problems, to keep separate, two groups of people traveling, avoid them.
No, we were not together. Money was with me, Mehru was with me. Money was given with me, Mehru was given with me. They were not much hurt.
Yeah.
And No, but Baba traveled, he came later on.
Had you been to France with them?
Yes. Yes. Yes?
I think you brought Muhammad.
Ah, I carried Muhammad, yeah.
Afterwards.
Afterwards.
Is that a headache traveling with
the morning mom? No, at Cannes it was not much of a headache because Muhammad was in my Cannes, it was a headache for me to travel together on the ship.
Yeah.
But afterwards, Baba took the charge and Baidul was there, poor fellow, to look after him all the time. And I was free. I was very free at there. Baba used to bathe him early, every morning. It's hot water. I mean, tubfuls of hot water. And I was free. Nehru and I used to go out for sometimes in a restaurant or a drinker. And then Nehru always bragged, he said, look here, I stayed here 1 month before you come and I studied this French and this and that and he knew a few words here and he showed me all the notes, French language, and then we went together and I said, I want lemon crush or orange crush, feeling very thirsty. Out of all the names that he knew, few he knew, all the names he wrote and a few he knew, he did not know the word for orange crush or lemon crush. And he knew the word for tea, tea. He said, why don't you take tea? Why don't you? Huh? I don't want tea, I want cold. He said, no, take tea. I said, not at all. I want. He said, all right, if you don't know the word, you don't try to style yourself with knowing so much, we'll go to a shop and I will direct him. Then I went to a shop and showed him, this is a bottle, this is a gift. Oh, this is orange presse. Orange presse and lemon presse, something. Orange presse, citron presse. Citron presse, orange presse. Then I said, you write down in your book, you have been bragging so much of your knowledge of French language, and now here you are. Very simple and nice man, Nehru. He wanted to just show up so much, but poor fellow, he was, in his own work, he was all right. Besides that, when Nehru was traveling and we met with a puncture on the way in the station wagon, and we went to a shop, to get the puncture mend, and Nehru got down and started walking here and there. Donkin was his great friend. He said, you go and look after him, he said, because he will lose his way. And just in a few minutes.
You know, when you said that when you went in 50 kilos of great headache on this women on this, was it like that when they tour in India also?
Everywhere the women were there with a headache, because Baba would create it. I don't blame any one of them.
Yeah.
Great headache. Without them, other trips we have done, several other trips without them, we are very, quite happy.
And they came along.
Hmm?
With them there, it meant extra work.
Oh, yes. Extra work, and every time there is some problem, something coming on from here, there.
What about, when Baba dropped his body?
Oh. Hmm? Ah. That day, right from the morning, Baba's condition, I think from overnight it was getting bad and worse. And I had really no occasion to measure or to find out how serious it was becoming. Gaur and others knew it very well. So Gaur sent me a phone, I think it in the morning, and informed me to call Dr. Ginde. Now, Ginde used to come whenever we called him. But then Ginde told me, look here, Adi, please do not call me to examine Baba, to diagnose as to what he suffered from, because I don't know what he suffered from. It is beyond me. But if I go to see him and take his darshan, by all means, I'll give up everything and come every time he called me. But to examine me, him, don't call me. On that day, he was very busy. In Bombay. I was just about to operate a very serious case on some head operation. He had arranged everything. I sent him a phone. He came to the phone. I said, Ram, you are called here. He says, what is this, Adi? Now I'm so busy. I'm all. And is it only for darshan or is it for exam? Why do you want me to go there? Because I don't know what he suffered from. I said, you leave alone everything. It's very serious. Come along. Huh? He says, yes. Immediately throw everything. Sat in the car, his driver. He's such a habit of nagging his driver all the time. Drive fast, bandhya. I drove with him all the way I got fed up. I said, doctor, you are a doctor. You should know better. If you keep on nagging this driver, you meet with an accident. Anyway, then when I gave the idea of how serious he was, he left Bombay and came in his car, running.
You had been to Marathon, or they sent word.
Yes, sir. They sent word all the time. Man was going, coming. Notes, chits. And I think he came at about 11, 11.30. His Baba passed away at 12, isn't it? He came here all tired and sat in my office. He says, Ajay, let me go to the bathroom. He went to my bathroom. And there, that fellow had a heart attack. I didn't know. He doesn't tell me also. He comes out and said, Ajay, you give me one glass of hot milk. I said, all right. I prepared the milk and gave it to him. Yeah, come on, we shall go. Dr. Breesman was called with an oxygen cylinder. He came along in his car. Ginde had his car. I had my car. I got Ginde into my car. Dr. Breesman led us, and Ginde's car followed us, and I was in between. And we ran, and went there, and Gawar was just waiting for us. Gas cylinder and all that.
Did the cars in the back
then? Yes. We went inside. And the girl was shouting, come on, what, come on. The moment we stepped in, Baba had already passed away 1 minute before. In that era, it was giving artificial respiration, what is going to work. And this Gawar just caught hold of the doctor like this and shook her. Do something.
Breesman.
No, to Ginde and to Breesman both. Ginde says, finished. Hare Bab. And then the weeping and wailing and shouts and all that, and Hare Bab, Hare Bab, the whole room was full of arrangement and just sat like this. Finished all. As if all were dying one after another. Till that time, Mehram was not called. Then afterwards, she called and made to sit there, and she saw, looked at Baba's body. Dazed. She would not weep. Not a drop of tear was there in her eye. Absolutely dazed. And when I looked at her, I finished. I lost all courage. I said, this woman, I don't know what a look. I could not control myself. I was consoling everybody not to, because they were all weeping. So I went out in the garden, took a turn there under one tree, just went and sobbed for quite a few minutes. Then again wiped my eyes and came inside if nothing had happened. But inside,
I was
sitting there. Yes. Dazed, absolutely dazed. Oh, then she was taken in, and when she started weeping, she wept for months, night and day, weeping. Oh, I do not know how much she must have wept.
And Marabai, do you remember when she was there?
Yes.
The 7 days. And Marabai, the 7 days.
When? After Baba dropped his body. We would not see her, that is the thing. Even Mehra's name, Mehra's face, Mehra's proximity.
I mean, she used to come into the tomb and Baba was
that time, that was that we saw. She saw like this and wept. That I saw.
And she would say things to Baba,
She would say many things and weep, and many things and weep, and many things. I should say she has a very stout heart, in spite of all that. She couldn't, because Baba had said that if she doesn't want to live, let her die after I go. Told all the Mandali. Whatever boy she wants to even commit suicide, let her do it. Baba had said that. Oh, Mahapare. Then, of course, we sat together. Iraj, myself, Mani, and Francis. Nariman was there alone. All women, all men, and all together. We drafted that telegram. And I had to send the telegram. Your life came here. And quite a few thousand rupees were spent in sending out telegrams. And then the phone, and I was sitting there where Bob sits in that office. My big table was there. I could not accompany Baba's body in the ambulance from Mehrabad to Mehrazad, Mehrazad to Mehrabad. And for 2 days I could not go even there. I was locked up here all the time. Arre, bapare, bapare. People coming and asking, phones coming and answering phones, and that grief inside. Oh, it was a terrific time.
And then people would come here and tell you that, oh, Mara, she's still just doing the marathon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would get the report, she's weeping. Gaur would say, others would say. For months together she wept, and gradually, slowly, she's all right now. Restored, huh? It's a wonderful thing. How Baba makes to pass through all this crisis. Who knows when Baba talks in terms of so many lives, this is one of the lives. Everything becomes so small. Everything becomes so big with the immediate view. Long-range view, it's nothing. But the loss of Baba from our midst was a shock of shocks.
Yeah, that's why I often say that Mani knows that you had the best of life and the worst of life, the best being with Baba, but the worst having him go.
Who says? Mani says.
Yeah, I said to Mani.
Yes. That is true. But I could never conceive of such a thing. Pandu was the man who judged it all right. Huh? And once he remarked, and I almost fell upon him, what the devil you are talking about? Nonsense, you idiot. That fellow was put down by all. He kept quiet, but eventually what he said came to pass. Because he was very close at that time. So we thought those persons who died in presence of Baba were happy. Vishnu went away. Who went away? Gustaji, Vishnu. Nilu. Nilu. But even Baba actually did not involve me. Probably he wished me to live long. So he did not involve me in the accident or anywhere. He just kept me aloof. He took me there. 52, 56 also. 56 not. And 52 also. He actually took me to ESO but kept me aloof. I was wondering why he was sending me in advance, 2 days in advance and all that.
You thought it wasn't necessary?
Why should not together, and why not? Why in advance? Why others going with Baba and I'm sending? Something like this. Always the thoughts used to come.
I'm just wondering, it's curious that no American went with you.
Duncan was there, an Englishman. Yeah. No American was there. Was Delia there, I think?
No, she was in Sarosha's school. So,
about Mara, I mean, Bobby used to say she was like Radha. Yes.
Do you remember anything else?
Sort of
just something that stands out in your memory?
No, see, what else could it be? If it was Radha, means it's very evident. Radha means companion.
Of course, she'd love to. You used to come here and tell you what was going on?
No. She was not allowed to. It's only now she talks about it. In those days, nothing doing. No. When? After Baba or after his birth? Not allowed to. Nothing about Mera.
Actually, you know, talking about Yustrum's wedding, she recalls that the reason that she wasn't sent to this wedding is because one of her relatives was there with a marriage proposal for her. She found that later. So that's why Baba prevented her from going to the wedding. Because so those people didn't have an opportunity.
To Karshid?
No, to Mera.
Ah, yes, yes. So, what?
You see, some of the relatives were waiting for her to come to that wedding so they could
offer. Which wedding?
Yustrum's wedding.
Ah.
And circumstances turned out that she was forced to stay in Sakura. And she found out later it's because of the water.
As I gave you, the biggest reason of my not remembering anything is because I had to keep out all the time. The women mandali were at Aurangabad and I was there at Aurangabad. And I had to look after all their comforts. The house was rented by me. I was sent in advance. And all the purchases were to be made by me. That those were the days of rationing and Baba wanted to distribute grain to the poor people there. And I made all the arrangements on that end. But no connection with the men at all. And there was one water pond there where Mandali stayed. And then that was to be filled with water. There was no enough water. So I arranged for the tankers. So many tankers were filled. So much money was paid. But the women would go and swim there. The Mandali would come out of that house where they stayed. And all this. Every time there is something happening. Then we went from there to Khuldabad. Erech was called. Then Kakavariya was called. All the grain was carried to Khuldabad. And the grain distribution was done over there. We stayed in the Khuldabad in the dark bungalow. How many things he got. Then there was that yearly fair. Urus, as we call of that Jarjari Baba Bakshi. Nearly 25,000 people come there. And there's no water. You know, sometimes the water that was washed fell over our hands. That water was caught and it was used again for washing utensils and pots. And, you know, but we had very pure and good water for Baba. Somehow managed to do it. And, That was in the 40s, and this happened.
Being with the women,
yes, it was always an extra labor than extra work. No, but with all that, of course, I enjoyed it. As much as we could do. Baba was there and he would. No, but I always feel that I could have at least obeyed him much better. Everybody must feel that way. But I don't know whether all express it. I don't know.
I know what you mean.
I express it. I feel good. I was much lacking in obedience. I should have obeyed him much more.
But, you know, from the very beginning you were so close to Baba and everything like that. It's like so familiar.
Vishnu Master, if among themselves discussed something, and certain things they could not tell Baba, they used to wait and say, you tell Adi, he will tell. And I used to talk to him, and he allowed me that freedom. I dare say he gave me much more freedom than anybody else. But later on he kept me much at a distance, and I think that he did very well. because I was terrifically attached. You know, in my case, that I wanted to be near him and he used to throw me out. And there were people who wanted to go out, he wanted them to stay near him. This is the position all the time. And Baba knew that however much I throw out, this bugger is not going to go anywhere. This fellow is not going to go anywhere. He cannot be lost. So he took all the liberty of giving kicks. But that turned out to be very helpful to me later. Very helpful indeed. Otherwise it would have been almost impossible with that shock of his having passed away much earlier, 15 years earlier. Kone? Are chita baal this? I do not know. I find myself so much changed.
It's mellowed out.
Much mellowed out. Are? Beyond description.
Yeah.
It's such a kind of some reticence or apathy. I would kick the person out, beat him on the spot and do him down.